Before we start this podcast, my dad does not know English that well, so we have to translate this episode of the podcast, and my sister will be translating what my dad says. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, my name is Nick Lopez, and welcome back to the Get to Know You podcast, which in this episode, I will be interviewing Hector Lopez, my dad. Hector Lopez was born in Mexico City and came to the U.S. when he was 16. He lived in New York for a while before moving to Houston and finding the love of his life, my mom. He now works as the owner of a movie company. I decided to interview my dad because he's a role model in my life, so I wanted to sit down and have an interview with him. The first question I have for you is, what was it like growing up?
In my time when I grew up, it was very nice because every time I got home, I would have food made for me. I would do my homework and help my dad with whatever needed to be done around the house. And I have 7 brothers and sisters, so after we could finish helping our dad, we would play together.
The next question I have for you is, what would you usually do after school?
I would do my homework, help my dad, keep my house clean, and me and my siblings would go and play with our friends. We would play soccer, baseball, basketball, and football.
What was your house like when you were younger?
My house was always filled with love. My siblings and I would always try to get along, and we would always play and spend time with each other. I would spend more time with my mom than with my dad because my dad had 3 jobs. And because there were so many of us, and my mom would always wanted to get a job to help my dad, but he did not want her to. And when I got older, my mom studied and was able to get a job and help my dad.
What was it like when you moved here to the U.S.?
I was very young. I was 16 and it was hard, but the decision was not necessary for me to move to the U.S. because thank God my parents could provide for me with the basic things I needed. And it was my decision that I made.
What did you do to work when you were younger?
When I was younger, I did not work. When I was younger...
What did you do to work when you were younger?
When I lived in Mexico, I did not do any work.
Where did you stay before you bought your own house?
When I got to the U.S., me and my brothers lived in an apartment. Well, we rented an apartment in which we all lived in.
What did you do for fun when you lived in the U.S.?
Sometimes I went to go watch the Yankees, or we would go to concerts. Or we would go to the park.
And what kind of things would you do in the park?
We would play basketball because I love basketball and I wasn't bad at it either.
Did you ever really go to church after you moved to the U.S.?
When I was younger, I didn't really go to church because I worked over the weekends and I was unable to fit the time to go to church.
Did you ever get into really big trouble whenever you were younger?
I was never a problematic child. I was raised right.
What was your favorite movie when you were younger?
The Matrix. I love The Matrix growing up. In general, I like John Wick.
Have you watched all of them?
Yes, I have.
What was your favorite food growing up?
Pizza. It has always been pizza.
You even started making them. What did you work as when you went to the U.S.?
Your dad was a million uses. Firstly, I washed dishes, and I would get to work early, and I learned to make pizzas, and I made pizzas for many years. Then I would install cables for televisions.
What was the hardest thing you had to overcome whenever you were younger?
When I had to leave my parents and come to the U.S. by myself, because over in Mexico, I was always out with someone else. But when I got here, I had to become more independent, and I had to learn things for myself.
So, you learned to drive here?
No, I learned the basics over in Mexico, but I finished learning here.
What was it like growing up with so many changes going on in the world?
It was not easy, and this technology made it worse. It was like a double-edged knife, because if you didn't know it, it could affect you. But if you do know it, then it could do many great things.
The last question I have for you is, do you have any advice to give me that you wish someone else could have given you?
I never finished university, and my dad always told me to study, And honestly, I never paid attention to the advice he gave me. So the advice I give you is to study and to learn the most you can in school, because this is your future. And I have always told you to study because it is something that will open many doors for you. And you will never stop learning. So study and stay in school.
Okay, thank you for being here. I am Nick Lopez, and this is my podcast with my dad, Hector Lopez. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time for the next episode.